This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's with us every Wednesday. And she brings us the news about what's happening. And Gwyneth, did you have any comments about what I said describing the similarities of two guys who never met each other? They might not have even heard of each other. I'm talking about Ned Kelly, who died in 1880, and Jesse James, who died in 1882.
They did have a lot of similarities. At the time of Ned Kelly's life, there was a £5,000 reward posted for his, alive or dead capture. And this was at a time where if you were lucky, you might be getting £5 a year in wages. So that's like 1,000 years wages for a working man for the capture of Ned Kelly. But you know what? Not even one Victorian ever had the inclination to dob him in. This is it. You know, nobody ever ratted him out because everybody loved him. Everybody knew his story. And, you know, that's it. And the only thing that brought them down was that they were, they were going to ambush a police locomotive that was making its way from Melbourne to Glen Rowan, and they had gone up and destroyed the track, meaning that they had lifted up the railroad track and, you know, put the tracks to one side so that when the train came through the night that it would end up derailing. But the locomotive stopped and saw that the track had been taken up, and so that didn't work, and they continued on into Glen Rowan, and Ned Kelly and his gang were drinking in the local hotel, and the story went that, you know, that they had put up a hostage situation in the hotel, but the people in the hotel who were drinking with them didn't seem to mind at all being taken hostage by Ned Kelly and his gang. And they seemed to be having rather a good time. Apparently it was quite the wild party and nobody seemed to mind whatsoever being taken hostage by Ned Kelly. But the cops came into town in the middle of the night and they besieged the hotel in the middle of Glen Rowan, and that's where, you know, that was where Ned Kelly was shot, and he was ultimately captured and put on trial and then hung.
It seems that the cops do some of their most killing.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. Yeah. And it's interesting that you said that the reward for Ned Kelly was $5,000. Well, the reward for Jesse and Frank James for the capture was $10,000. So if you if you say, well, let's see, two guys, Jesse and Frank James, 10,000, divide that by two, you get 5,000. Interesting. And both were interested in derailing the railroad. They both had a problem with the railroad.
Yep. This is it, you know. But the thing is that, you know, Ned Kelly, from when he was about the age of 12 or 13 or 14, he was apprenticed to a, they call them over here cattle duffers, which means cattle thief, cattle rustler. And so he got his outlaw career started pretty early. And he was a cattle thief, he was a horse thief, and later on he turned to highway robbery. But like I said, at the time that his sister was molested, he was trying to go straight. He had accumulated enough wealth to, you know, where he thought he could set himself up, and he bought himself a bit of a farm, and he was going to settle down and live quietly. But that's not the idea that the police had. And they took his sister, and Constable Fitzpatrick was his name, did something terrible to Ned Kelly's sister. And that was that made him absolutely fly off the handle. So
it's interesting that you say that. It's interesting that you say that it made him fly off the handle. My word would be frosted. The reason I mention that is we have people in the public training camp who are confusing our children. We have people in the Boy Scouts of America, scout leaders, chaperones, etc., who are molesting young boys, turning them into homos. And where's the Ned Kelly? Where's the Jesse or Frank James who became outraged, you know, with what happened? So Ned Kelly gets frosted by this unwanted attack on a female member of his family. But yet, when that happens to a young boy at the Boy Scouts of America, or it happens to boys and girls in the public school system by teachers, where is the outrage? Where is it? Where is it? Where are those fathers? Where are those brothers? Where are those grandfathers? Some of those guys served in Vietnam. Some of those guys served in Iraq. Some of those guys, maybe a few of them might be left, who served in World War II or Korea. Where's the outrage? How come? Let me give you an example. Our son was driving a 3/4-ton four-wheel drive pickup truck a few days ago. And he was just traveling below the speed limit on a two-lane road here in Missouri, rural Missouri. Very few cars on the road. And this guy came out of nowhere, ran a stop sign, crossed right in front of our son's path, and put our son in the ditch. Our son got the truck out of the ditch and did what you would expect our son to do. He chased that guy down.
I was going to say he chased him down, didn't he?
He absolutely did. And he put the fear of God in that moron who either wasn't paying attention or just thought he had the right to cross a highway without stopping. You know? Big red stop signs. Everybody can see them. Everybody who drives knows what they are. And so our son came home. I said, boy, I had an exciting day. And in the standard father-son discussion. He told me what happened. I said, is he alive? That was my question for our son. Is he still alive? Now, obviously, that's a stretch, right? For, you know, to our son to extract that kind of retribution, revenge. But the point is, how long is this kind of stuff going to continue? How long are... So what would you do? Would you call the police and say, hey, this guy, look at the damage to my truck because he ran me off the road? Because he went right through a stop sign at full speed and didn't stop? And what would the cops do? Oh, geez.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. So there's going to be a point in time, and I'm not advocating this class. It's just going to happen. People are going to lose their patience with this. So it's this guy. It's the last guy. It's the guy before that. You know, the guy, our son was in a line of stopped traffic in Springfield, Missouri, in the city. There are a couple cars ahead of him at the red light. The first guy stops for the red light. The second guy stops for the red light. Our son stops for the red light. He's in his white 3/4-ton pickup truck with a diesel engine, which rattles. I mean, it's loud. Not because he took the mufflers off or modified it. From the factory, a Cummins turbo diesel just of that vintage is loud. Late 1990s. It just, that engine is loud. Well, some guy just drives right into the back of him. He's been stopped for a while. Our son said, hey, Dad, yeah, I can't believe what happened. I was in an accident. I said, what happened? He said, well, I was stopped at this traffic light in Springfield, and this guy crashed right into the back of me. I said, are you okay? He said, yeah. I said, is he okay? He said, yeah. I said, did you kill him?
Not shocked by the fact that I'm actually laughing at that, but, you know, they'll get used to us.
Well, you know, of course I'm being facetious. Of course, you know, this is kind of... Now, the discussion is not exaggerated. These are the words that were used, okay? But I was just trying to make a point to our son that this is unacceptable behavior, and I certainly didn't advocate our son killing him. Now, our son certainly could have. Okay? But he didn't. And the guy said to him, oh, no. Oh, he was driving his wife's minivan, right? The other guy. And he said, my wife's going to kill me. My wife's going to kill me. I wrecked her minivan. So what was he doing? He wasn't paying attention. He's driving a motorized missile through the city streets, crashes into a taller-than-average vehicle. A 3/4-ton at the factory is jacked up at least 4 inches. That's what Dodge did back then. They took a 1500 truck, put a heavier axle and engine in it, and jacked it up 4 more inches. That's what they did at the factory. And this guy didn't see it. And it's white. And it had the stoplights on. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, years ago, I was talking to this young man. It might have even been our son. Our other son. And this young man was at a fraternity meeting. And at the fraternity meeting, the guys were sitting around. This is a college fraternity, university fraternity. And the guys were sitting around the conference room table for their monthly meeting. And the topic came up. They felt they needed to have fraternity names, nicknames for each other. So they're picking nicknames. And this guy, who might have been our son, had surgery on his hip. And he was walking with a limp because he had serious, serious hip surgery. And so the guy sitting across the table from him said, let's call him Cripple. Or Crippled. And this guy, who might have been our son, looked at him across the table. Let me just back up a little bit. You know, in the military, you're taught how to fight, right? They boot camp, you know, a bunch of weeks of boot camp. Well, our children spent 5 years training how to fight. They all competed in the Virginia karate tournaments for the Commonwealth of Virginia. They all competed in the regionals, which would be six states. And they all competed in the national karate championship at Disney Wide World of Sports. The guy that I'm trying to remember was a black belt. who was sitting at this table. And the guy across from him said, let's call him crippled or cripple. And this young man looked at him, kind of rose up out of his seat, looked at the guy who said crippled, and said, you've got 2 seconds to take it back. Time's up, bam, and he broke his nose. Now, he told him he had 2 seconds to take it back. There's no need for a countdown, right? He had 2 seconds. It's like, you have 2 seconds. All right, I'm going to start a countdown real soon. One, two. It's you have 2 seconds to take it back. Bam. He said, time's up, and he broke his nose. So, I don't know if it was our son or not, but I do know that this particular guy I'm talking about has 2 broken noses, none of which are his. They belong to the other guy or the other guys. So, what I'm not advocating violence, but it happens sometimes. Now, I don't know where this stuff comes from. I don't know if it's the apple not falling far from the tree. I don't know. I don't particularly go out looking for fights. I don't advocate violence. I think peaceful solutions are the way to do things. But when your back is to the corner and people do stupid things to hurt you, maybe it's time to change that equation a little bit. You know, if they had called this person crippled, that person would be called crippled for the rest of his life. Every time these fraternity guys got together, they would say, hey, crippled. If he was with his girlfriend, hey, crippled. If he was with his wife and children, hey, crippled, it's good to see you. Daddy, why did they call you that? So maybe this young man just figured that out instantaneously and decided he was going to put an end to it right then and there. And you know what? Nobody calls him that. Nobody calls him crippled. Nobody. Now, why is that? Because in his hand, figuratively, was Lucille. He knew how to make a fist. He knew how to make it tight. Spent 5 years doing it. Bam! Now, another guy who might have been our son tried the public training camp. And the biggest child in that school decided to push him around. Same thing happened. Bam! Both of those young men took out the other guys with one hit. That's all it took.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stojanovic opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 a piece. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wagged back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epic Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I just want to repeat, for clarity's sake, I'm not advocating violence. I really am not. We don't go looking for problems. They just show up. And let me give an example. So about that truck when our son was stopped at the traffic light. He got, he took a picture of the guy's license and, you know, him and the van that crashed into our pickup truck. And, you know, the other guy's license plate and the damage. So he had all that photographic evidence. And when it came time for the insurance company to compensate us for thousands of dollars of damage to the truck, our truck, the Dodge, which is not replaceable, by the way. You cannot, if you want to see what a really nice truck is, it's a 1999 Dodge 2500. It's got the best engine. It's got the best running gear. It is magnificent. Ours now has over 300,000 miles on it. That's how good these are. Anyway, so the insurance company offered us way less than it would cost to fix this. Way less, like maybe half, maybe a third. And I said to, I said, no, that's not going to do. That's not going to do. Just go find us another pickup truck just like this in white, you know, with the same amount of miles that we have on ours. Same, you know, good condition, same well-maintained truck, and we'll be happy with that. And, of course, they can't find one. So, you know, they kept upping incrementally the offer to settle and pay us for what it would cost to fix the damage. And I said, well, it's going to take about a week, because I called the auto repair shop, the body shop, and it's going to take about a week to fix this. And I'm going to need a truck to use to do what that truck would do before it got crashed into by this guy in the minivan. And the insurance company said, well, we don't have any kind of a program to get you a pickup truck so that you can use a pickup truck while yours is being fixed. And I said, what do you have? They said, well, we can get you a car and you can use that, and, you know, you'll have that for the period that your truck is being repaired. I said, what kind of car? And they said, well, it'll be like a compact car. I said, you mean like a hatchback or something like that? Yeah, we can do that. I said, that'll be fine. That'll be fine, because I've got a welder. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to weld a gooseneck hitch on the roof of that compact car. Because that's what I'm going to need to pull our cattle trailer. It's a gooseneck. And that's what we use the pickup truck for. And the guy couldn't believe I said that. And he thought I was kidding. I said, no, I've got a welder. I've got an arc welder. I'm going to do that. And he said, I'll tell you what. If you can find somewhere to rent a pickup truck, you know, we'll pay you X number of dollars per day. Maybe $30 a day, $35, something like that. And so I found one for more than that. And I said, here's what it's going to cost. It's like $50 a day, you know, plus. And so they came up with it. So why do I tell you these things, class? Because there's a whole bunch of lessons that you can learn from the kinds of things that happen to us. So your insurance company says, you know, it's a $5,000 damage, but we're going to give you $2,000. And we're not going to give you a vehicle to use, you know, while it's being repaired. Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a compact vehicle instead of a 3/4-ton pickup truck. I mean, there are things that you can do. And I do them. And I do them. I try to do them politely. You know, I don't threaten people. And I don't understand this, Gwyneth, because I know a guy. I know actually a bunch of guys who are terrified of me. They're not afraid of our son, who's really tough. Actually, both of our boys are really tough. But they're, you know, they don't appear to be looking for trouble. They're not bullies. They're really cool, calm, and collected. But there are guys who are younger than I am or terrified of me. And I don't get it. Gwyneth, do you know why that is? Why would they be afraid of me? Why? I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7" and 138 pounds. Unless I'm overweight, I might be 144. But I really want to be 128 pounds.
Why? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with all those Viking/Italian epigenetics. Maybe that's the case. I know that in Italy, the Fanelli family have quite a reputation where they come from in Italy. And they're regarded as being very good business people, but people that you really don't want to mess with. And they're considered to be a very family-oriented family. So I think that's the words that they use in Italy.
Yeah. Yeah. the family. And you know, it's really interesting.
Family-oriented family. And anyone who has ever had anything to do with Italians would immediately pick up on what I mean there. So, yeah.
And that's kind of like what I said, that if Mrs. Finelli were in the Chinese factory outlet and she went into the ladies' room, which is right next to the men's room, and of course we would never do this now because of the China virus, but if she went in there and some transvestite, some transgender, some guy, some, you know, pervert went in there to the ladies' room while Mrs. Finelli was in there, I'm sure our boys would give them, you know, like 15, 20, maybe 30 seconds to leave. Maybe it was a mistake. If not, the boys would go in there. If it were both of them at the Chinese factory outlet, they'd both go in. If it was one of them, the one would go in. And you'd hear all kinds of noise. And a little bit later, some guy would be walking out bleeding. That's what would happen. But where are the men? Where are the men? Let me say it a different way. Where are the men? Grandfathers? Fathers? Boyfriends? Husbands? Brothers? Brothers-in-law? Uncles? Where are they? Where'd y'all go? Would you let someone attack your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your grandmother, or any of the men in your family? The reason I'm asking this is because we, America, is deep in trouble. Deep. And if you want to hear a recap, you can go to yesterday's broadcast and just listen to the first 3 or 4 minutes. And you hear a recap of America is deep in trouble. My real short monologue. It's on BitChute if you want Ron Gibson's channel. By the way, Ron, thank you so much for separating out my few-minute monologue at the beginning of the broadcast and posting that separately, as well as the complete broadcast yesterday. I appreciate what you've done, Ron Gibson, on the Ron Gibson channel. But as we go down this terrible road of tyranny, treason, sedition, traitors in our midst, as we go down this road, things are getting worse. And one of the things that is used as a weapon to control us is food and water. And if you look out west, the western part of the United States, and if you look across Europe, you will see what they call wildfires because of the droughts. And you will see crops being destroyed. And you'll see crops that can't grow because there's not enough moisture in the soil. And you will see farmers tearing up the groves of trees, of almonds, because they can't water them. And at the same time, farmers like us who have barns, let's say you have a barn and you can't use it because you're not able to grow whatever you were going to grow and put it in the barn. Well, your local government will continue taxing you for that barn that you can't use for the purpose you built it, because the climate has been engineered so that you can't grow food. Now, where is that happening? That's happening in Arkansas. There are chicken farmers who are selling their barns, 350 feet long, 400 feet long, 40 feet wide. Magnificent barns. Now, these are factory chicken farms. And the chicken companies like Tyson, etc., Country Pride, they help these farmers get set up, and they say, listen, we'll bring the chicks, we'll bring the feed, you keep them for 49 days, you make sure they have water in cooled condition, to make sure the fans work, throw out the dead ones, and we'll come in 49 days and pick them up and bring you some more. And that's the business model. They get paid per chick that they raise into a 49-day-old meat bird. Well, it's not working so well. So the farmers are being taxed for the barn that they put up to raise the chickens that they can't raise. And so what are they doing with these barns? They are dismantling them, and they're selling them as used barns. Now, who ever would have thought of buying a used barn? We bought one. We didn't want the whole 400 feet or the whole 350 feet, so we bought 140 feet of it. And I decided that there was a big oak tree in the way, and I didn't want to go the extra 20 feet. So we scaled it down to, instead of 140 feet, 120 feet. And so we have a used chicken barn that we use as a general purpose barn. And what does the county do? The county says, well, that's a really good barn. So we're going to charge you what we think it's worth. And I said, no, you're not. No, you're not, because it didn't cost what you think it costs. It costs less than half or a quarter of what you think it costs. And you're not going to tax me because you can't build it for the same price I can. So we had our taxes lowered. Where are you, men? Where are you? Now, for those of you who are heads of household who are ladies, like Gwyneth, maybe you ought to take a page out of her book. Maybe you should fight for what's yours. You fought to get it. You earned it. You did it the hard way, the right way, the legal way. And now these parasites want to take it from you. They're called tax collectors. And they're going to waste it, like Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist. He left $1 trillion worth of our stuff in Afghanistan. I don't know, rifles, pistols, shotguns, helicopters, infrastructure, computers. The list goes on and on and on. He just left it there. Do you want to give your hard-earned money to people like that?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth's with us, and Gwyneth, I just have a couple more quick comments. You used the word eccentric. I believe you did a couple segments ago. Eccentric, E-C-C-E-N-T-R-I-C. And what that really has been defined to mean is a person who behaves in an odd way, an unusual way. Synonyms for the word eccentric are quirky, peculiar, kooky, goofy, crazy, bizarro, bizarre, a head case, a fruit cake, a nut case, a kook. Let's go back to goofy. Let's go back to goofy. Now, I would say that if we were to pick a few words to describe us at USA Prepares, eccentric would fit all of us. I'm talking about Sharon and Kyle and you and Kathy and me and Norm and Captain John Reagan. The whole faculty of USA Prepares, I would say, is eccentric. That's one word to describe us. But let's talk about goofy for just a second. So we're probably considered to be goofy. Well, let's talk about what that means. We're not goofy. Goofy is going to Disneyland or Disney World and paying thousands of dollars to go see a character in a costume whose name is Goofy. That is goofy. We're not goofy.
Yeah.
We are those who prepare for the future, who look up, look down, look left, look right, and say, here's what's coming our way, and we ought to prepare for it so we can survive it. Now, is that goofy? I don't think so. I think goofy is saying the roof is leaking, but let's go to Disney and spend the money there instead of fixing the roof. That is goofy. Now, so I believe we're eccentric. Gwyneth, I also believe, now I can't prove any of this part, but I don't listen to the radio, but I have a feeling that there's no broadcast like USA Prepares. There might be one or two that touch some of the same topics, but I have a feeling they're dropping like flies, and they are not covering the same things we do in the same way, kind of like my monologue of yesterday. And GCN here is the world leader in independent talk radio. We are the leader in the world in talk radio. That means that everyone else is less than we are. Okay? And it's because of people like you and Dr. Sheely and Kyle and Sharon and Kathy and Rich, Bert, Lindley. We are all eccentric. And we all take a stand. Gwyneth, are other broadcasts covering the kinds of things we are, or does it appear that maybe they are afraid to, without saying, hey, we're not going to talk about that because we're afraid, but are they, does it appear that they're afraid? I don't know because I don't listen. What are your thoughts?
I haven't come across anything else like USA Prepares. There's people who do podcasts and broadcasts regarding the New World Order and all the rest of it, you know, and, you know, all these guys who have these vaccines, they're really bad people, don't get the jab, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they don't give any practical advice of what to do. And I think that the probably the two closest would be the Alex Jones Show and the Dollar Vigilante. The Dollar Vigilante is Jeff Berwick, and he has got a podcast that he puts out every few days, and it's on Library, and it's on BitChute. It was on YouTube, but, you know, he got banned from YouTube, which is always a really good sign. As far as anything goes, and he lives in Acapulco, Mexico, and he's looking to get a ranch together. He's quite a wealthy man. He's made a lot of money since the 1980s on speculating, or 1990, sorry, on speculating on various markets around the world, and he's a retired rapper. And he probably still has some royalties coming in from his music career. And the thing is that he's only just getting started on putting his ranch together. That he's, you know, and Alex Jones comes from a ranching family, and he's been saying lately, I might have to make a studio on my family ranch and start broadcasting from the ranch while working my family's cattle. And I thought to myself, gosh, I know somebody else is doing that sort of thing.
Well, I'm glad Alex is taking that position. I've never met him. I've never talked to him. I've never emailed him. We've had no communications ever. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.